We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So I want to give a shout out to our friends at Rocket Mortgage. Man, the football season didn't end. We thought it was over last Sunday night, didn't we? We're watching Brady celebrate with his family and Gronk and Belichick and the Patriots are the world champions. And guess what? Tonight on CBS and the CBS family of networks, there is the Alliance of American Football, basically a new football league. And I was being a pessimist. I'm like, you know, I have no interest. I don't know who's playing. And I know Ebersole and Polian got together, and I was part of the XFL in its only year, and the XFL is coming back here at another year from now. There's going to be two leagues going at the same time. And I wonder what the appetite is for more football. And all week long, I wasn't thinking anything of it. And then I'm getting ready to do the Saturday Night Huge show. And I go to CBSSports.com, and there's a link through CBS HQ, and I could watch the games. And I think it was the San Diego Fleet taking on the AFL or AAFL, however they want to phrase it, team from San Antonio. And I was curious, okay, the Commanders versus the Fleet, kind of like it. There's a military feel in San Diego, in San Antonio. So I went and I looked up the rules. I looked at the Alliance of American Football and what would be different. And I have to tell you something. When I look at the networks they're already connected to, and they're based out of San Francisco for our listeners on KNBR, their TV partners are CBS, CBS Sports Network, NFL Network, Turner Sports, and the partnership with the NFL Network showing occasional games stuck out, and I kind of get where I think this Alliance of American Football is going. Now, the XFL will come in February of 2020, and they're going to stand alone, and they're going to do it their way, but when you look at Polian and his connection to the NFL, and they went out and raised a ton of money through some private funding, and I believe the NFL's watching this, and you could see this league, if you think about it, they're going to go till the middle of April, right? And end up things, you know, kind of right before the NFL draft. This would be the perfect league for, and they could bump the combine up, you know, to early February. This would be the perfect league for the NFL to almost have their own spring training. And I'm looking at it, and I'm watching the football, and it looked pretty good. You know, if you're a football fan, you're a football fan. And then there's the new element that's going to hit professional sports, and anything connected to sports will be when legalized sports gambling is available everywhere in this country, including in every stadium. And people are going to look for something. It's a Saturday night. You can lay some money on the over-under, on the line, and it's football. And you're going to watch. And I thought one thing that really stuck out to me when I did my research today, because I had no interest. I didn't talk about the on my statewide show in Michigan. You know, it was the Super Bowl last Monday and the commercials and that NFL 100 spot done by Peter Berg, who's just a great sports filmmaker. I'm telling you, the dude's just fantastic. And far and away, that might be the best sports promo I've ever heard or seen. It was so good. It was the highlight. You know, I know if you're a Patriots fan, you're pumped up. And the Patriots fans really stood up and told the rest of the world, hey, you know what? We stand by Brady and Belichick and Gronk. But that NFL 100 spot was so cool. So, you know, we discussed that on Monday. And then it's the NBA trade deadline, and nobody wants to come play with LeBron. And LeBron's a little irritated. People are trying to blame the Pelicans, didn't handle it well. Okay, the players don't run the league. I know they think they do in the NBA. And they can run off coaches. But they don't own it, and they don't run it. And I applaud the New Orleans Pelicans. I still think old school New Orleans Jazz. But speaking of New York, I think that's where you're going to see. No one's going to come play with LeBron. Didn't I tell you that last week on this show? That nobody's going to come play with him? That there'll be a new big three in New York with the Knicks? There will. It could be Zion, and you saw Duke just destroy Virginia. Could be him with Kyrie, KD. Think about this. No big name ever went to Cleveland to play with LeBron, where you were basically guaranteed, not guaranteed, you had to get by Boston or Toronto, but there was a strong chance that you were going to go to the NBA Finals. So you're basically two series. We'll call Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals away from winning a ring. How many people lined up to go play with LeBron in Cleveland? They're not going to do it in L.A. He's the king. Nobody wants to be second fiddle. I told you that last week. So, anyways, the week continues with, you know, college basketball, the NBA trade deadline, which was great fodder for the social networks, for on air. It was awesome, right? Fantastic. Well, when I got to today, and I'm looking at topics, and yeah, you're going to talk about, and I heard Jody Mack with, you know, baseball out of nowhere talking about these possible rule changes, and I think they want to throw them out there and test the pulse of the people. And then I start reading about this Alliance of American Football. And I'm watching it online. I turn on the TV. I like the uniforms. Even the officials, it's a different look. And I was part of the XFL debut, being the play-by-play voice with Otis Wilson and Lou Kanellis with the Chicago Enforcers. And I know McMahon wanted to do it differently. But I think what you're seeing with this Alliance of American Football, and it's just, you know, a couple of hours for me, I see it as the perfect feeder league for the NFL. That they could run it February through April, get it done before the draft. Guys could, you know, not top shelf guys, but some college guys could actually go play and maybe play their way from the combine into a draft pick. I just, it seems like the NFL needs it, and you would take it out of NFL cities, or maybe you keep it in NFL cities because NFL teams would like to be able to watch practices, and someday they buy the league or merge as its true minor league, AAA. There's a market for it. So that would be our first huge question of the night. Have you watched any of that Alliance of American Football online or on air tonight? Have you? Have you watched any of it? So you tell me that. Have you watched any of the Alliance of American Football? And is there room for another pro football league in your life? I think that's the bigger question. Is there room for another pro football league in your sporting life? Now, you can answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Now, while I was doing my recon on this Alliance of American Football, and it became more intriguing, because trust me, I knew it was out there, but I haven't discussed this at all, or even followed it, or even put any interest in doing anything when it came to it, right? Nothing. And I'm going to tell you that the rules, you know, teams have 52 players on each roster. They have a territorial draft of at least five colleges plus designated professional teams. Telecasts feature no television timeouts and 60% fewer full screen commercials. Real-time game length of 150 minutes, down from just over 180 in the NFL. Product placement opportunities that don't interrupt the game telecast. Also, all teams must attempt two-point conversions after each touchdown. There are no extra point kicks. Defenses are forbidden from advancing more than five players on or across the line of scrimmage, and no defensive player can cross the line of scrimmage from more than 2 yards outside the offensive tackles. The illegal defense penalty for violating these rules is a 15-yard penalty. There are no kickoffs. Possession at the start of each half and after scores begins on the team's own 25-yard line, same as touchbacks in the NFL and NCAA. In lieu of the onside kick, a team can keep possession of the ball by attempting a scrimmage play from their own 28-yard line and gaining at least 12 yards. Now, that's interesting. This play can only be used by a team trailing by 17 points or more, or for either team with 5 or fewer minutes remaining in regulation. The onside conversion play is also available after any safety played from the 18-yard line. Play clock runs only 35 seconds, 5 seconds shorter than the NFL. 2 coaches' challenges per team are the only replays. No challenges in last 2 minutes of either half nor any overtime period, as they are automatic. If both of the team's challenges are won, they are granted a third. They risk losing a timeout if a challenge is upheld. How about this? In the event of a tie at the end of regulation, a single overtime period will be played under the high school football rules of the Kansas playoff. Each team will begin on the opponent's 10-yard line and given 1 possession, 4 downs to score with no field goals allowed. If the score remains tied after each team has been given their possession, the game ends in a tie. In the postseason, overtime periods will be played until there is a winner, with teams alternating who goes first in each overtime period. Officiating. And playoffs will be 4 teams, top 2 teams from each conference. But this officiating thing I like also in this Alliance of American Football. Officiating has a 9th member called a sky judge, an off-the-field official who reviews every play using technology like a booth review. The sky judge can call or take away penalties missed or made by the field officials. Now, if you're a New Orleans Saints fan, you're thinking, hey, we really could have used the sky judge in the NFC Championship game, right? I'm telling you, and I probably should have looked at this in depth, in detail earlier, but it caught my attention. And what I see here, in my whole point, in my opening huge opinion, compared to the XFL, it's going to, you know, they're going to rock and roll, and McMahon, you know, will give it the WWE marketing hype. I believe, as I look at these rules, as I look at what they're doing, and already the NFL Network showing some games, and they got that partnership across the board with the CBS family of TV networks. And I'm not saying it because I'm, you know, working for CBS Sports Radio. We're totally separate entities. But I see this Alliance of American Football becoming an offshoot of the NFL quickly, whether the NFL would buy it or however it works. I really could see a strong partnership. Now, the big question is, and I'm going to tell you why I think I see a strong partnership. A year from now, the XFL is set to debut, same time frame, February 2020, as the Alliance of American Football. NFL ends that first week of February with the Super Bowl. The question then will be, can the XFL and the Alliance of American Football both survive? Is there enough room? I know we have 9,000 cable and satellite channels, but is there enough room for both of those leagues? And that's why the NFL, wanting to keep competition at bay and at length away from them, I see them embracing the Alliance of American Football. And you got Polian and, you know, his NFL pedigree and resume. It makes perfect sense. And I watched it for about a half hour, and it's good football. It really is. You know, there's no stars. There's some names where you're like, oh, I've never heard of this guy at all. But it's football, and if you can bet on it, and as sports betting becomes legal in all states across this country, like lotteries, for the most part, then you're going to be able to bet on a Saturday night, and it fills a void. It's like the Super Bowl. Tell me why the Super Bowl isn't on Saturday night, could you? Please, somebody tell me why the Super Bowl isn't on a Saturday night. You know, when it's starting at 6:40, when it's over late, it's a late start now. Put it on Saturday night. Plain and simple. Just put the Super Bowl on a Saturday night. So you can join in on the conversation. Is there room for another pro football league in your life? Did you watch any of the Alliance of American Football tonight? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We got Hickey and Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Is that the new theme for the Alliance of American Football? What's that music? What was that, guys? Was that like a 70s sitcom theme? I don't know if
the
you guys...
The song was Billy the Kid by Billy Joel, Huge.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe I'm going, you know, we're talking about the Alliance of American Football, and I'm going, oh, maybe they got the theme. I hear something different, and I'm like, what? Is this like the Jeffersons or the Partridge Family? Well, thank you, Antonio Grillo and Ryan Hickey are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Our first huge question of the night, is there room for another pro football league in your life? Alliance of American Football debuted tonight on CBS and their family of television networks. I'm intrigued by it. I like their rules. I love the Sky Judge, who can call or take away penalties missed by on-the-field officials. How does the NFL not adopt that, the Competition and Rules Committee, right now? That, you know, shorten the play clock to 35 seconds. Take away the extra point, and all teams must attempt two-point conversions. Now, I've never been a fan of taking away the kickoff. I'm not. But it's interesting with their play where you could have a 4th-and-12 from your own 28-yard line when down 17 or more. And also in the final 5 minutes. So you tell me, is there room for another pro football league in your life? You can join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Hickey and Grillo, like I said, back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studio and also CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Let's go to the audience and everybody listening tonight, Danny in Pennsylvania. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, Bill. Love the show. Great show.
Thank you.
My 2 cents, I was at my local club, and it was funny. The game comes starting to come on, and we're all making fun of it. And, like, we read about it, didn't know anything about it. Like, you know, we just start watching the game, and it goes on. And for my 2 cents, as a just John Doe viewer, it's real football. I'm not watching balls bounce off the net. Guys get tackled on the pads and cartwheeling out of bounds. It's not gimmick. It's real football. It's competitive. No, it's not the NFL. But would I watch it more often? Sure. Would I bet on it? Absolutely. Does it have a chance to maybe be something more? I think for the first time in all the other gimmick things they've come out with, I think so. I guess my question to you is, I don't know if this league has an MVP or not, but my question to you is, what percentage of players in this league land a spot next year, you know, on an NFL team? What's your thoughts on that?
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Danny, in Pennsylvania. And you're kind of echoing what I said in my opening huge opinion, that I really didn't pay attention to this. They didn't hype it a lot, which is smart, I think, on the part of the Alliance of American Football, because they want to make sure the product is there, that the organization is there. And they didn't, you know, even CBS with the family of TV networks, there wasn't a lot of hype about the Alliance of American Football. Remember, the XFL told you this was going to be even better than the NFL, and they kind of set the bar too high. Smart move there. Now, I read that contracts are 80 and 100,000, and the players can only leave for the NFL. So there's the movement, Danny, that you're talking about. And I just, when they can only leave for the NFL, and NFL Network will carry a couple of games, I think this is fitting a partnership where the NFL will have the ability. Think about this. All right, a guy gets done with bowl games, and instead of the Senior Bowl or some of these all-star games, right, they're not as many as there used to be, that a potential, you know, I'm not talking first-rounders, big money, second, third-rounders, but these guys who could be fifth, sixth, seventh-rounders, free agents, they can go play with the American, you know, right when they're done with college in January, they can go to the camp and try and make one of these teams and then show the NFL what they can do before you get to the draft at the end of April. You know, the only thing, I look at the timing of it, and we just had football from, you know, preseason starting end of July all the way through the first week of February. And I just wonder, would the league be better after the draft in May and June and end before you had training camps? Would it be better then in terms of appeal? And I get when the weather gets nicer, there's more to do. But also how this fits my thinking on the NFL partnership, that would be too close to a training camp preseason, and guys physically just couldn't handle it. Here they can play until the end of April, then go to OTAs, which aren't as strenuous if they get invited as a free agent or signed. But I just wonder, and then the XFL is going to come in and do February in 2020. So you can answer our first huge question of the night. Is there room for another pro football league in your life to watch? Bet on. Just so you just heard Danny in Pennsylvania. Is there? You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Cole in Arkansas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. All right, we lost Cole. But we do have John Fass with an update. The other caller's online. I'll get to you in a moment.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We're back live across North America on the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine. We got Grillo and Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Also, we've been talking about the Alliance of American Football. The football season isn't over. It's February. A new league is here with players getting a second chance to showcase their talents. It's the inaugural season of the Alliance. It happens Sunday at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific on CBS Sports Network. Also, the league debuting tonight, and it slides right into our huge question of the night. Is there room for another pro football league in your life? Is there? You tell me. Hey, is there room? You know, Super Bowl is not even a week behind us. You know, and I said when I started the show with my opening huge opinion that I never even gave this league a look until tonight on TV or online. And I like what they're doing. I really do. I like their rules. I like their setup. And as Danny from Pennsylvania said, it's real football. It is. It's not gimmicky. Actually, they're doing things that the NFL should be doing. And I think that's a natural partnership with the NFL and also the power play, the XFL, who's set to debut a year from now. And if this Alliance of American Football takes off, well, Vince McMahon, they're not going to, they've learned their lesson before on just, you know, blowing $500 million. The XFL might be better to follow the draft and do May and June than they would be to go right after the Alliance of American Football. I think it's that good, that early. You know, organization is the key to anything, all right? End of the day, when you watch something, I don't care if you go to your local minor league baseball, if you go to even a high school game, when there's good organization and there's decent concessions and it's safe and it's easy to park and it's not going to just tear your finances apart, chances are you'll give it a try if you're a sports fan. Let's go to Jeff in Ohio. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
What's up, Huge? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I just thought I'd call you. I call everybody on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, I'm watching the game. I love this. It's some good hits. Everything, San Diego and San Antonio, and then about it's another football season for all the women out there. Don't they love it?
It's a Saturday night. Well, what else you going to watch? All right, this weekend you had a ton of great college basketball games today, like Nova Marquette. You had Duke, Virginia. You had Michigan, Wisconsin, Michigan State.
The golf? I watched the golf.
I watched the golf?
Yeah.
But Saturday night, I know you got some NBA matchups, so they're playing until June. It's a good night for football. So you like it so far?
Yes, I do. And then there's some good hits. Did you see the hit where the dude, the helmet flew off him? It looked like a good hit. Then you had the rules. I still need to, you know, see about it. And
I like the new rules. I really do. No kickoffs in football will be tough to watch. I could see an opening kickoff to start each half, but maybe after scores. And I appreciate your call there in Ohio. Thank you for listening. Yeah, thank you, my friend. Is that, maybe you do a kickoff to start each half, the ceremonial part of it, right? And then you don't do kickoffs after scoring. But see, they can shorten it by 30 minutes because the Alliance of American Football, that new league, wants to get some TV ratings and be different. The NFL is getting paid billions by TV networks. They're not going to take away commercial breaks. That's not going to happen. With the money that CBS, NBC, ESPN, ABC, that they're all paying, no way are they going to take away commercial breaks. I mean, there are no TV timeouts in this new Alliance of American Football. None. Comments coming in. You can join us 1-855-212-4227. That's 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Is there room for another pro football league in your life right now? And have you watched some of the Alliance of American Football and what's your early gut feeling? Because first impressions will go a long way. And I'm looking at my Twitter feed, at Saturday Huge. We've taken a few calls to start. I told you where I was at as a sports fan and as a broadcaster, and there I feel something. And I'm not saying it. People are like, oh, it's because it's CBS. No, I'm not. Costa Carvonis, who's listening out in Goodyear, Arizona, says the new league will survive because of betting and fantasy leagues, not quality. Leagues weren't available the last time new leagues came around. Betting competition, not quality. Thank you. Appreciate that, Costa, out in beautiful Goodyear, Arizona. Eric Garcia, who's listening down in Austin, Texas, watching San Antonio, talking about the Alliance of American Football, mainly because it will help the local economy. The highway was at a standstill before the game due to traffic for parking. That's a good sign for the city. Mike is listening in Pittsburgh. He says, I'm watching Sports Frenzy. He is listening in Michigan, and he comments at Saturday Huge, I am watching, and oh, yes, there is room for another pro football league. I think he's talking about in regards to our question. I'm loving it. Robert Farrington comments, yes, otherwise we have the Bulls to watch. Hashtag tank. Adam comments at Saturday Huge, there's always room. I can't stand the NBA with all the stupid Anthony Davis drama. Who cares? Coach tweets at Saturday Huge, listening in Michigan. It's better than a Lions game. Robert Wiggins is listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm watching, and it's fantastic. Better football than this year's Super Bowl, and no, he goes, blankety-blank flags. Harry Yuprin Jr. is listening in Columbus, Ohio, where they got their quarterback eligible at Ohio State, Mr. Justin Fields. It's been okay, surprisingly good. So there are some of the comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. You can join us live on air, 1-855-212-4CBS. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Back out to the audience, Brett in Florida. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, guy. How's it going?
It's going good, my friend.
Yeah, I was watching the Orlando and Atlanta game before I had to step away to pick up a kid at a birthday party. But I tell you, I'm pleasantly surprised with this league so far.
Yeah, when I came in a couple hours before, kind of putting my thoughts together from the week and the Saturday in sports like I always do, the Alliance of American Football was going to be a small part of my commentary, but as I watched it, as I read the rules, as I looked at what their game plan is on and off the field, I think this league can work. Now I wonder if the XFL comes in at the same time. Are they just throwing money down the drain a year from now?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And having lived through the USFL and previous other pro leagues before and seen a product that's obviously subpar, then you step up into a league where they've obviously spent the money at the top end to be able to bring in enough people to consult to plant something that's successful. And I tell you, every part of it, from not having the kickoffs, believe it or not, to everybody having to go for 2-point conversions, from having even a shorter season, different markets, obviously lower costs, you know, so more people can afford to go to games. And these kids are playing with a lot of heart. You can tell that they all have in mind, you know, trying to catch someone's eye in the NFL. And I'll tell you what, it's really impressive. Even the, and as silly as it sounds, even having the commercials that kind of picture in picture with staying with the action and watching the coaches and, of course, listening to the old ball coach, can never get enough of him. But I miss the visor. I can't get used to seeing him
right.
In a ball cap. But I tell you what, I'm impressed so far, and I'm definitely going to watch it some more, that's for sure.
All right, well, thank you, Brett. In Florida, it seems to be a consensus. And this was well done by the Alliance and even our side with CBS on the TV production side of all this. That they didn't hype it. They didn't overhype it. It was there. I ran into it tonight. A lot of people have ran into it. We're discussing it with an open mind because we've had the XFL, you've had arena football, you've had, you know, NFL Europe, you've had USFL, right? I'm talking if we go by leagues that we've seen debut, right? And it's well done. I love the Sky Judge. Man, what they're doing, officiating has a ninth member called a Sky Judge, an off-the-field official who reviews every play using technology like a booth review. The Sky Judge can call or take away penalties missed or made by the field officials. How is the NFL not starting that this year? That is, you take a senior official who's in basically a replay booth, and it might be more advanced, and he's watching the game in live action. He has ability with 2-3 screens and someone there with him to look at it. And while the officials are getting ready to make a call, he calls down and he says, no pass interference. Or, you know what? The Ram DB just clobbered the Saints DB before the ball was even thrown. That's pass interference. We're going to flip it. And then people know somebody's looking at it. I love that idea. I'm Sky Judge, and it fits. It's brilliant. Let's go to Mark in Michigan. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, Bill.
Hey, Mark.
I'm enjoying this more than the NFL.
Why?
Less commercials. The TV coverage is just as good, and I think that the only thing that's a drawback is the quality of the quarterback play, because it's not at NFL caliber.
Right, and people like it. The difference in what I've seen, and thanks for the call in Michigan, Mark. I really appreciate you joining us here on the Saturday Night Huge Show. That. They've touched nerves, and this goes back to why I think the NFL will end up buying this league or being a true partner with the Alliance of American Football, because it keeps the football product out there, right? It's a perfect void between, you know, NFL has a combine and free agency and then the draft at the end of April and OTAs that nobody cares about, and meaningless preseason games, so the NFL really doesn't get going, what, you know, till late August, right? That this league, and they can look and see, and they're watching, and they're going to read stories, whether it's USA Today or New York Times or New York Post or Cleveland Plain Dealer. They're going to read these stories, and they're going to listen. We're in a lot of NFL cities. They'll hear people saying what they like. And the NFL has just been able to do what they want to do because it's still the biggest sport in America. But there are some things that are easily insertable into the NFL rules and how they do business. And we're not even through night one of the Alliance of American Football. And I think Mark from Michigan and the other voices are saying, hey, we love football, but we want it changed up a little bit. And if you're going to, you know, like what baseball's thinking on changing rules and the runner at first, they're trying in the minors. I mean, that Rob Manfred could kill that sport. But the football, there's not, is there traditions in football? Yeah, the kickoff is close. That's why I keep the ceremonial kickoff to start a game and start a second half, and I wouldn't do kickoffs after that. I love taking away the extra point, and I love going for two. Not quite sure about their overtime from the 10, but I think it's better than the NFL overtime right now. Two coaches' challenges per team are the only replays. No challenges the last 2 minutes of either half or any overtime period, as they are automatic. So I just play clock shortened by 5 seconds. Defenses, you know, you can basically bring five, right? I don't know if anybody blitzes more than that to begin with, right? So if you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Hickey, Grillo are back at CBS in New York City. We're the only show based on huge opinions. It's simple. It's yours and mine. Callers online, North America, we'll hear you next.